about a change to the legislation, and this has to do with Cap 47, which says that the Principal Act is amended by parts 2 to 6 by deleting the word board and substituting the word state. Yeah. Now, explain that for us, because the interpretation that we've had to it is that effectively the state is now going to be placed wherever the board was, and that seems to some people to be a retrograde step. So what exactly are we proposing here with this particular change?
David, that is an error.
It is an error.
That's an error, and we are taking steps to have that error rectified.
But that's
there may be one or two places that the word state should replace the word board, but not in parts 2 to 6. It does not make sense, especially, David, when one takes into account the transition of the board of the NIS department to a statutory organization, a statutory entity, an SOE.
Right. So you say that there may be some areas where board is replaced by state.
Yes.
Why would that be necessary?
I am not too sure, David. I don't know what those areas are. I don't have them in front of me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can tell you is that the definitely in Section 30, for instance, the word state should not replace the word board, and in Section 38, dealing with the inspectors, the word state should not replace the word board, because the inspectors report to the board. I don't have the emails before me at this moment, but we are taking steps to rectify it, David. Rest assured.
Okay.
And the act has not yet come into force. You will notice that it is to come into force by proclamation.
Correct.
So the act is not in force. When we have everything in place, we will then advise the authorities that we are ready for the proclamation.
Okay. And basically, what are some of the other things that you have to put in place?
Well, David, a lot of things we have to put in place. I mean, you a transition, as you know, and has been occupying the press recently and the news, would be the pension reform. So take the pension reform away from that. Dealing with the transition, their terms and conditions, just like the Barbados Revenue Authority and the Financial Services Corporation. Yeah, so that we have things to do, such as employees have to receive their letters of employment, terms and conditions. We've just finished the terms and conditions. I think those were circulated to the NUPW and to the employees only recently, within the last week or two. So we are getting there, David, and I would think that the transition would be effected probably before the end of November.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Leslie Haynes,
if I may, David, you know, the as I've said before, the transition is very, very important to the improved efficiency of the national insurance. And we will call it the National Insurance and Social Security Service rather than authority.
We have a commitment to a project right now. But if you are able to, just stay with us for about five. We'll be going to that for about 5 minutes or so. If you can, please stay with us.
Will do, David. I'll go on mute for the time.
This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good. Okay. Great.
The Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League, the umbrella body supporting the development of cooperatives and credit unions in Barbados.